A dozen states across the country have school voucher programs. Now, some legislators are trying to bring vouchers to Alaska. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports that push for directing state funding to private schools has more momentum than it's had in the past.
On Wednesday, legislators packed one of the Capitol's biggest committee rooms to learn about some major ways Alaska's education system could be changed. You had the House Education Committee, the Senate Education Committee, House Judiciary, and Senate Judiciary, and then at least a couple of legislators who just wanted to observe. As Judiciary Chair John Coghill, a Republican from Fairbanks, noted, it wasn't ordinary to get so many legislators together to talk about a single issue.
This is an informational meeting and a little bit unusual in many respects.
School choice has been a phrase frequently tossed around the Capitol since the session started. More and more legislators have been pushing for Alaska to institute a voucher program, and efforts are being made to amend the state constitution to allow that to happen. Right now, the constitution expressly prohibits direct public funding of private religious schools. Wednesday's hearing brought together a group of voucher advocates to explain to Alaska's legislature how the law could be changed and why, in their opinion, it should be. None of the invited presenters opposed voucher programs. Many of the legislators in the audience seemed receptive to the idea of vouchers, asking about their mechanics and how they've worked in other states. But there were some concerns, too, even from legislators who had complimentary things to say about the idea of school choice. Senator Liesl McGuire, an Anchorage Republican, asked how implementing a voucher program would affect funding for traditional public schools.
We have limited funding as it is, and in a state that's funded 90% by oil revenues and in a decline mode, what would happen if you were able to allocate that individual resource to every family unit and allow them to vote with their feet? If they voted to choose private schools in a way that allowed the public school system to deteriorate.
In response, Kevin Chavis, a voucher advocate and former Democratic Party politician, pointed to voucher programs in states like Minnesota, where public schools are still performing adequately.
It will help really put the external pressure on the system to do what they have been saying they want to do.
Much of the push for school vouchers has come from legislators representing South Central Alaska. Senator Mike Dunleavy, a Republican from Wasilla, introduced one of the resolutions that would get the constitutional amendment process rolling. And Representative Lynn Gaddis, a Wasilla Republican, has said that school choice is one of her priorities as education chair. At a press conference, Representative Laura Reinbold, a Republican from Eagle River, stressed that her constituents also want to send their kids to places other than traditional public schools.
They strongly support school choice, and so that's something I'm definitely going to be representing.
But not everyone in the legislature is pushing for education vouchers. Representative Bob Herron, a Democrat from Bethel who caucuses with the majority, expressed skepticism over the voucher program.
My constituents have grave concerns about that, and so I'm going to represent the people that elected me to office.
For the Constitution to be changed, an amendment resolution needs to get two-thirds of the vote in both chambers of the legislature. After that, the amendment would go to the ballot, where a majority of Alaskans would have to vote for it. A resolution to amend the Constitution has previously been introduced in the legislature, but it was never taken up by the Senate Education Committee. On Friday, the Senate voted not to refer the resolution to that same committee, which removes one roadblock for passage. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.